da 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 da. See, this is what I'm singing. Da 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 da. Y'all, I'm giving y'all the graduation song. Da 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 da. Well, that's the classic traditional graduation song. Some of you guys know the one that goes, as we go on, we remember. You know that song. Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Shangela, the podcast. I'm so thrilled. I say that every time I'm so thrilled, but I am. I am so thrilled to get to talk to you guys again today in your cars, at your house, in your headphones, at the gym, wherever you may be, boo, on your way to the grocery store to pick up a pineapple. I mean, I don't know. But I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you today. And, you know, I'm thinking this is a season now. Summer is upon us. You know, I talked a lot about Game of Thrones. I told winter is here, winter is coming, winter is here. But now summer is here. And no matter where you are in the world, I guess it's not summer everywhere, but in most places, it's summer. And the heat is on. So y'all make sure you're wearing your SPFs, you're covering up, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, staying hydrated. Ooh, you need water out there, baby. Don't fall out. Don't break a sweat too much. Don't fall out. I need all y'all so you can subscribe, rate, and review. And also stay connected with me, Shangela, right here. You know, a lot of people have been sending out graduation invitations. Have y'all gotten those? You know, people send out graduation invitations. You know, when you get to a certain time, amount of time that you've been out of school, you kind of forget about graduation, unless you have like a sibling or someone close to you that is graduating. I was asking myself this the other day, what is an appropriate graduation gift, right? Because I remember when I graduated, I used to send out, and I don't know if you guys still do this, you know, because we're in an age of technology, honey. They'd be like, I sent you an Evite to the graduation. But a lot of people still get printed graduation invitations. You send them out to people in hopes, I mean, I guess you send it to invite people, but really, it's like, my mom used to be like, you're sending out this invitation so that your auntie and uncle can send you a gift. So I would send out graduation invitations and they would send me back a check. What is an appropriate gift for graduation now in 2019? I've asked myself this. I've asked friends this. One of my friends said that it is money. Kids, whether you're going to college or you're going out into the work world or you're just going to try to enjoy your summer and get away from your parents for a little bit, you want money. So they're like, send money, girl. And I'm like, I think I want to send something more meaningful. Honestly, the best gift I ever got, and I still have this gift today. This is a true story. My friend, I was a cheerleader in high school, and I was on the varsity cheer squad. I know, right? Paris, Texas, I was the first male cheerleader since like 1963 at my school. And I was the only male cheerleader, too, at the time. So my friend Laura Mercy, who was on the cheer squad with me, her mom made us all laundry bags. And she monogrammed, like hand-stitched our names on the laundry bags. And when I got it, I was like, oh, that's cool. She gave me a clothes basket, laundry bag. But honestly, that gift came in handy my entire college experience. In addition to that, I kept that laundry bag. And even y'all today, because I'm a pack rat fish, I'll keep something for years and years and years. I still have that laundry bag. Yes, I still have the laundry bag. I still do my laundry, carrying that laundry bag to the washing machine upstairs or whatever. Just, you know, laundry. I do laundry in that bag. That was a good gift. And I'm going to try and find her. My friend found me recently on Instagram. Was like, oh my God, hi. And I'm like, Laura, tell your mother I still have her laundry bag. And I think either her mom was like, gross. But really, I've kept it a lot of years. I love it. We're going to not be talking about laundry bags this entire episode. We're actually going to be talking beauty, fabulosity. We are talking glam. We are talking working girls in Hollywood. And we are doing that with one of the most established, lovely, entertaining divas out there. The one and only Miss Niecy Nash is with us today. Oh, yes. So buckle up. Get ready because Niecy Nash is coming through. Ooh. Well, I have to say I am over the LA mountains, joyed up today, because I'm thrilled to have the one and only comedian, actor, producer, and all-around entertainer, hostess with the mostest, and also one of the stars from the upcoming limited series for Netflix, When They See Us. Please join me in welcoming Miss Niecy Nash. Yes, Niecy Nash. That's going to be applause.
You.
Yeah. Oh, welcome.
I bring my own applause. Yay.
Just take me with you, Niecy. I will clap for you wherever I see you. I'm so excited to see you again. This is not our first time being together.
No.
We met, I think, for the first time at Jennifer Lewis's house.
That's the first time we met, yes?
Yes. It was indeed a holiday. It could have been Easter.
Not Easter.
4th of July. You said, mm-mm, I know mm-mm. Where I was on
Easter. It was a summertime. It was hot.
It was. Maybe like 4th of July.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yes.
I know it wasn't 4th of July either. You know why? Huh. Because we didn't do fireworks.
No, we did not.
It was more like a Labor Day, Memorial Day. This might even be our anniversary weekend
it's
of meeting.
It's our anniversary. Hey!
Which it actually is mine.
Oh, my God. Really?
Today.
Your wedding anniversary?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I got you this green, unopened bottle of Perrier water.
You my favorite.
You know when they say number three, you got to get something green, something glass.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank Niecy's you. Like, yeah, I'll this going it. In the re-gifting box.
It's actually number eight, but I'll take it.
Excellent. Yes, we met at Jennifer Lewis's, and if I'm not mistaken, you had a favorite song at the time. And if I'm not mistaken, this might be it here. If my memory serves us correct, now this could go really great, or this could not be the best anniversary. This could be an anniversary to remember for us if I mess this up.
Let me see.
Tell me if you know and like this song, Niecy. Here comes Ed. 5, 6, 7. Hey. That's classic Paula Abdul. Do you like that song, Niecy?
Let me tell you what, I hate that song.
Oh, no.
No, just kidding.
Oh,
the read, honey. Just kidding.
I could have sworn that when you came in, Niecy, you had a four-step sidestep that you did to both sides, and you did a shimmy at the end. You did a cold-hearted snake.
Shimmy.
Ha, look into his eyes. Ha.
Yeah.
That
okay,
it.
Well, I could have done that. That don't mean that I was necessarily a lover of the song in as much as I'm a lover of my shimmy.
Oh, see.
Hi.
Now, I should. Well, the shimmy will forever be our anniversary
there
moment
we go.
Then. How about that?
There we
I
go.
Love it. Guys, I kind of epic failed right in front of Niecy Nash, but it's okay. This is going to go wonderful, I promise.
All is going to go well.
Yes.
Yes.
Niecy, I'm so thrilled. I'm so proud. I'm so inspired by you. You've been in the entertainment game. This ain't your first time at the rodeo. You've been here working entertainment for what, like 20 plus, 25?
Yeah, a little over 25 years, I think.
Yes, yeah. A veteran actress who still looks glowingly fabulous and lovely. I just say, you my queen of hair. Okay.
I am.
Yes. When I see good hair looks, Niecy Nash is queen of hair.
Oh,
you always have a different
knew?
Hair look to me. Sometimes you do a bang. When you had on the Christian Siriano white.
Oh, yes. I had a bob.
Yeah. That lovely. Who did your hair for that? Do you remember?
Yes. That was Ray D. Ray did me for that. His IG is Hair for Kicks.
Okay, come
through. He started doing hair to get money to buy his tennis shoes.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, he did me for that. And Naima Jamal did my makeup for that. But I will tell you that I changed my hair a lot. And that all started because I was trying to keep my relationship fresh.
Really?
Yeah. So I just figured that you can get a different girl every week.
You can might as well get a different
drink. Right. I just feel like, no, just keep it a little bit spicy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You know, I'm a drag queen. I wear wigs, so I like to switch it up, too.
Listen, you would have thought I saw myself in When a Star is Born when I saw you.
No, thank
I
you.
I jumped up and was like, oh, my God. And people were like, shh. And I'm like, don't shush me. Yes.
Oh, Niecy, thank you.
Yes.
You know what it's like to go out there and be auditioning and pushing for roles. You've had so many amazing roles. I'm going to take you back a little bit, okay? When you were on Clean House.
Yes.
On TLC.
Yes.
You know, you hosted that show for...
That was actually
seven?
On Style Network.
Style, forgive me.
Yep, that's
on
okay.
Style Network. Trust me, I watched it. I'm glad I had Style. Look at that Come On Cable package.
Yeah.
So when you were hosting that show, like... It was a reality show, early in the reality show kind of days. Did you have to do a lot preparing yourself for to go out there and host? Because you're going to different people's houses. You were going to different projects on a daily. Like, how did you, as a hostess, get yourself ready to do all that? And what seemed like a lot of travel as well, was it?
Well, how did I get myself ready? I feel like the way you prepare to host is just to lean into your truth. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes a host special, is that they're comfortable in their skin and you're getting them via whatever this vehicle is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I didn't really, it wasn't a lot of heavy lifting with regards to being who I was, because I had been that. I had mastered that thing. So I just had to be my total self, which meant saying the things that I would say that ultimately ended up becoming, you know, catchphrases, you yes. know, like mayhem and foolishness.
Yes.
And, you know, different things like that. All of that nonsense. But that's just who I, that's just how I talk. That's just my vernacular. So I didn't have, I wasn't playing a character.
In being an actress, because you have such a signature character of yourself, do you find that people call a lot of times asking you to just come do Niecy, or do you have to dive so far into character sometimes to get them away from just wanting Niecy?
First of all, I didn't even know that I was a character. I thought I was just myself until one of my girlfriends, who I'm not going to name, Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry!
Who
brought the watermelon recently to your
yes,
the party
you
were at,
yes.
right?
Yes! Sherry told me many years ago, because she was booking everything, and she said, I just go in there and I act like you. I said, like me what? She's like, how you act? I said, wait a minute, how do I act? And she started trying to explain what she does in the room, and I said, so when I go in there after you, they think that I'm imitating you. I was like, what is going on? So I didn't even know. I didn't know that I was a character. You just know that you're yourself. You don't know that it's a thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that I got pigeonholed for a very long time into just doing broad comedy. Mm-hmm. Because once you start as a thing, people are like, oh, no, that's what you do. And I'm like, no, I could do something else.
Yes.
And I had to, it took a very long time to get an audition like the one I got for HBO when I was doing Getting On.
Great show.
Thank you. But that changed the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because what they say in this industry, I have found to be true. And that is that people who can make you laugh can make you cry. It's not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about Robin Williams and Jim Carrey and Carol Burnett, these people brought laughs into our homes for years. But when they took a dramatic turn, it was something to show up and see.
How difficult is that, the retraining of how Hollywood sees you? Because I'm a drag performer. I'm so thankful to have had the role in A Star is Born. There's a drag role. They let me bring some of, you know, Shangela into the role itself. But a lot of times people just go, oh, yeah, you're the drag queen. You're the one that does drag. So they just want to see you for drag roles. How do you retrain them to let them know, I also have these other many talents, and if you guys just give me the chance, here we go. How do you do that?
For me, I started with my team.
Mm-hmm.
I called an all-team meeting, and I reintroduced myself.
Oh, come on. Come on. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. Hey.
I reintroduced myself to my team, and I said, I know you thought you knew me, but I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the requirement and the mandate moving forward. This is what I want to go in for. And it was kind of like, oh, and I said, and if you don't see me like I see me, then I don't know where we go in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I went in for Getting On, booked it, got nominated for 2 Emmys, changed the complete conversation. Ava DuVernay saw me in Getting On. She put me in Selma. So it was a gift that just kept on giving. Now yes. when they see us, you know, so, you know, and even Claus, even though I kind of look at it as a comedy, we are considered in the dramatic category. You
well, there
know
is
what I mean?
Drama to be seen.
Well,
indeed.
Yeah. You know, so I just, that's the main thing, is how do you see yourself, making sure your team understands that, and that the things that they send you out for can't all be the same.
Mm-hmm. How did you get ready for getting on? That was a very, it was true that I hadn't seen you in a lot of spaces like that as a character who had so many different layers. And, you know, she sat behind the desk, but she was like involved in so many different things going on there, and working with Laurie as well. How did you prepare to go in for that audition when you got that role? Because you had asked your team for it. You said, okay, guys, this is how I see me.
Well, let me tell you what I tried to do. Mm-hmm. Tried to go online because I heard there was a version of it that they did in the BBC. My computer froze, and all I could see was these three ladies on the cover art. And it looked like they didn't have on makeup. And, you know, they looked very plain. And I was like, doggone it. I don't know, you know, I wanted to play it right, but I couldn't get my computer to work. So
I'm gonna break all my computers from here on out. Yes, go ahead.
I put on a blue dress because one of the ladies in it had on like a blue dress, and I took my makeup off. But before I did that, I called everybody I know who I saw in the pages in my mind, mm-hmm. and told them about this project and said, you should definitely come audition for it. My daughter was like, I don't know why you're doing that. You going to sit up there and have somebody come and get your part. And I was like, well, first of all, little girl, put your finger down when you're talking to me. Finger was wagging and neck was shaking. I was like, we're not doing that.
No, not in the Nash House.
No, we're not. And then I said, my philosophy is that nobody can do what God wants you to do. So I don't care how many people show up. If it was my job, it's going to be my job.
Yes.
Period. It was my job from the beginning, you know, before the foundation of the world, that was my job. Now, if it's not my job, then how wonderful is it that God used me as a conduit for one of my friends to get it? Mm-hmm. So either way, there's no failure.
I love that you say that. I hope that there continues to be more of that in our industry and in entertainment, period. I see, because I follow you on Instagram, you know, I love me some Instagram. And I see you have a lot of great friends that are also actresses that would be considered, I guess, in your genre, or just black actresses, successful actresses here in Hollywood. And you guys are like friends kicking it. Tisha Campbell, mm-hmm. Sherry Shepherd, mm-hmm. Jennifer Lewis, among others. How do you, like, is there no... I guess what I want to say is, like, is there no, how do you balance feeling happy and also knowing that these are sometimes competitors of yours in this industry? How do you guys keep a solid, like, honest homegirl relationship with each other?
Well, the one thing I will tell you about that is, you know, you don't choose the family you're born into, but you can choose your tribe, mm-hmm. you know, and in choosing your tribe, you want to be around, I choose to be around people who will celebrate me and motivate me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And who are not moving around like there is a secret that they know that I don't know. Because I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
This is what they said. This is the feedback. You know, like I was just talking to Sherry the other day. I was working for a company that she had once worked for. And I was like, okay, girl, without getting, you know, into the details, do they have money? Like, what do I need to look out for? You know, and she called me back and was like, hey, I'm at this thing over here. They told me this, but I know you dealt with these people. What's tea? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, girl, let me tell you.
There's
just a co-laboring in it. And so that's from the friend side of it. From the professional side of it, I may have one of my contemporaries or somebody I consider a friend books a role that I wasn't even seen for. Then I'm a feel away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because then I'm going to call my manager and be like, well, what happened? Figure it out and find out. You know what I mean? That's just the business part of it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That has nothing to do with me loving her and the day it come on TV, me tweeting about it, telling everybody we watching it. Are we doing a watch party? Oh, that's what it's giving? I'm going to give you all that. But I'm going to still put my foot on my team's neck if I wasn't even seen for the project.
Mm-hmm. They call you Niecy the boss. Okay. I've seen it online. I've repeated it. I've reiterated it. I have retweeted it. Niecy the boss. Where do you get your not only just confidence, but where you know how to lead. Does that come with how you were brought up, where you were brought up? Does it come with being in this business for 25 years? Where do you get that? You walk in and it's like, hey, Niecy, yes, you're here. Tell me what to do.
You know, I will tell you that, especially with regards to being on Claws, you know, now it says, you know, Niecy Nash is a leading lady, you know.
Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Leading the charge. Yeah. But to me, I what I take from that is not just that there is a number one by your name on the call sheet, but that leading lady to me implies somebody you want to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Moving in such a way that encourages and inspires people to want to lean into your leadership. You know what I mean? Not being a dictator. Even when you think about the Lord, he didn't walk around going, I'm God, do what I say. He just loved you so good, you wanted to lean in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to give the best parts of myself to people in hopes that they'll follow.
In giving those pieces of yourself, and that's so well said, Niecy. Thank you. You are just dropping all of the knowledge today. Thank you. I appreciate that. What parts of the personal Niecy do we not always get? Like, what do you reserve for, whether it's your husband, Jay, or you, yeah, you have three kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the kids, you know, what do you reserve for them? What do they know about you that maybe we don't? That we may not get to experience, but that we could know. Like, is Niecy a chef? Does she cook at home? Does she like her husband to rather cook for her? Do y'all eat out all the time?
Sometimes I cuss a little too quick.
what is podcast? You do whatever you like over here, girl.
Sometimes I cuss a little too quick at home. I definitely am not a girl who's going to raise my hand first to go in the kitchen to cook something. I know how to make a few things, but...
Like what? Like if we were having a potluck, I was like, Niecy gonna bring blank.
Let me tell you what. This is the thing about people who only cook a few things. They make them really well.
Okay, come
so
through.
So my macaroni and cheese is a beast.
Oh.
Because I don't make the fried chicken and the greens and the cornbread and all the rest of the yam. I make one thing. And it's going to be great.
It's going to be Niecy's mac and cheese.
Yes. I mean, I do a very lovely spaghetti. Even, you know, I make a very lovely... pasta with vegan meat.
Yes. Are you vegan?
I used to be.
Wow.
And I make a delicious soup. I got the recipe from LL's wife, Simone Smith. Shout out to the Smiths.
Ooh,
but I make a very lovely ground turkey and kale soup, like in the wintertime. That's my go-to.
Okay.
So I only make a handful of things. Nobody get excited.
Signature.
But they're signature. Just a handful. Don't get excited. You know what I mean?
Well, trust me, I'm excited. There was a lot of pasta in there. I'm starting to think maybe you have Italian somewhere deep down in the ancestries.
I don't know, because you know what? I make a lot of dishes that I don't eat. But I know how to make them. Okay.
My grandma would say, steer clear of that. If she ain't eating her own food, she'd say, why am I sitting up here eating it?
No. Well, you know what? I was raised in my family. One thing that I make is a taco pie.
Oh.
And you use the Pillsbury crescent rolls for the crust.
In the blue can that you...
Yeah, you pop, honey. That sound you just made is what happens when I take off my jumpsuits and clothes. I pop like a can of biscuits. Facts. Big facts.
Niecy, you have fashions in claws, okay?
I know, but I have to be squeezed into them. And when I go to take it off, it all pop like a can of biscuits. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm going to remember that. You know, I love that sound. I'm country. I'm from Paris, Texas, originally. I know the sound of popping biscuits. Well, okay. So we talked about claws. I'm going to dive into it a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How much of you, Niecy Nash, and how you, because do your character, Desna is all about glam. She's got, I mean, the hair is laid, the nails are on, she runs the business. How much are you a lot like her? I'm sitting here looking at you today, hair is laid, lovely, Beyonce curls are flowing, makeup is done, lashes are on, nails, may I see the nails, please? Look at this, everything, just giving me all kinds of black and gold Beyonce homecoming. Tell me, is this Niecy on a regular, every day, or you just, it's like a work day, so you would get ready?
Well, let me just tell you, I love hair and makeup always have. So it's not unusual for me to get up and get dolled up just to go run errands for the day.
Were you that girl in high school? Like that showed up like done all the things, for class?
All the things. I remember as a baby, I remember being little, like 5, 6, and 7. I remember in junior high crying because my mother brought home a packaged Halloween costume. It was just, you know, it was a little plastic thing. You step into it like a little jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And you put the little mask on your face. And I cried. My mom said, well, what do you, I don't want to be that. Well, what do you want to be then? A lady.
A lady.
That's it. I wanted to put on my mother's clothes.
Yes.
And her shoes and go to school as a lady. And I didn't care if it felt like my ankles was going to snap in them shoes. I wore those high heels and that halter dress and put on her ponytail and was like, and there you have it.
Huh.
And every year, I either wanted to be something funny. I didn't like, you know, like a fairy princess.
Yes.
I would rather be either be a hobo or a lady. Like, I didn't have... You know,
or
what
a lady
mean?
Hobo.
Well, you know, I loved dressing up in my mother's clothes and just, you know.
Well, so did I, Niecy.
Oh, well,
I think
then
we have that
we
in common.
We have something in common.
And my mom was a military veteran or is a military veteran, and she was very, like, you know, low scale. She didn't really, she had maybe 2 pairs of heels, mm-hmm. but we were the same size. Both of us are a ladies 9. So we could, I would climb up in her heels when she was gone to do RuPaul's album Supermodel. But yeah, she found out. She knew somebody had stretched out the back of that heel. Apparently, she's 8 and a half. But you know what? I think that's why drag queens, we live for you. We love you because you do elevate and give that essence of fabulosity. When Niecy Nash rolled through, she is fabulous. You were a guest judge on Drag Race.
Yes, I was.
Yes, season 2. I think I'd already left. It was episode 4, I believe, the Snatch Game. But if you can go back that far in your head, season 2 was probably around 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on season 2 as a baby drag queen. I'd just come in. I'd only done drag 10 shows total, 5 months. I was the first one in the door. Honey, I was the first one voted off. But I got to come back in a box and compete again on season 3. But in you being there, if you can recall, like, that experience of being a judge on a show like Drag Race, and that was in the early seasons.
Yeah.
Was that, you know, was it fun for you? Was it uncomfortable for you judging, you know, drag queens and seeing that? Do you remember being there?
Well, the one thing that I, you know, anytime you are asked to judge a competition, I don't care what it is, you know, you want to be fair, mm-hmm. and like you're bringing a certain level of whatever your personal expertise is. But I didn't really know anything about the world. So I was like, I do not want to mess up. You know what I mean? And you like RuPaul, he looking at them going, don't fuck it up. And I'm like, you might as well look at me because let me get my criteria right. You know, I took it so serious.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like I was like, woo, go everybody. No, I was like, okay, looking at the person next to me. Okay, now what did you think? What should we, okay, make sure we, okay.
Now
you know,
you
I was nervous because, yes. because I didn't know enough to know. I wanted to give the right scores to the right people because that's another thing about me is that I'm all about justice.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I wanted to be fair.
Come on, Selma.
I wanted to be fair.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I didn't want to just throw my vote away for something and not know that am I thinking of it properly.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that's what I remember about that time and hoping that I looked good enough to stand next to Ru because, my God, we took a picture together and I just was looking up like, I wish I was you. Like, what is happening with all this gorgeousness?
Yeah, she does have a lovely glow,
huh.
Doesn't she? Well, you have a lovely glow yourself, Niecy.
Thank
you. I'm so thankful that you came over here and chatted with me. Before you go, I have one more question
yes.
for you. You talked about the team seeing you, you know, in the new Niecy.
Yeah.
Or the next phase of Niecy.
Sure.
What is the next phase of Niecy? What do you want to do? What are you, you know, planning on doing? Or just, you know, laying it out there of something that you would like to see come to light. What else? You've been doing this 25 years in this fabulous entertainment industry. There's still more. What keeps you excited? Part one, what keeps you excited about this business? And part two, what is the next phase of Niecy?
I think what keeps me excited is finding new projects, but also being a part of creating them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a delicious thing, because you go from the formation of something in your head to a manifestation in the natural. And it's like, oh, my God, I thought that into existence. And here it is.
Yes.
I'm also now I've directed this season on Claws. So episode 5
yes.
is mine.
Oh, come on, mine.
Yes, it's all mine. And I found out about myself that I really like and I'm good at telling people what to do.
Didn't I say you come in as the boss?
Ha!
I said it.
He said
I said it. Y'all better write it down. I said it. Niecy Nash is a boss. I can see cut, action. On a set like that, how do you go from, was it a difficult transition to go from being in front of the camera to now also directing from behind the camera? How does that work? Like, are you in any of the scenes that you direct?
I'm in almost all of them.
So you like call cut and then you go and look at,
and
I
look
don't
at,
understand.
And watch playback. Run that back.
And be like, okay, we want to do this. Hey, can you give me more of this?
Yeah. I mean, but I'm the type of person who I direct in private, but mm-hmm. I praise in public.
How is that? Tell me about
so, that. So if I were in a scene with you and I went back and I checked playback, I would then come back and say, whisper to you
uh-huh.
to the side, things that I want you to remember or something that I would like you to bake in or another color you could play in it.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's right, out loud, cut, circle it, beautiful. I'm going to give you that part out loud.
Yes.
Because I want you to know that it all was well.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to feel celebrated in that moment.
Did you have any experiences that you've worked with on set that led you to direct in that way?
I watch a lot of the girls, you know what I mean? I watch Ava, Victoria Mahoney, Cheryl Dunier. I've had the opportunity to be directed by several Black women. And, you know, and everybody's style is not for you, but you got to know how to take the meat and leave the bones, you know. And I take a little bit from this one and a little bit from that one. And, ooh, I like that. And, oh, I like that, you know. And the one thing that I love about it is being able to shift the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
on set. You know, I'm the first director in 3 seasons who ever played music between setups.
Oh, wow.
So while the crew is changing the set around, we maybe listen to Stevie Wonder or Chaka Khan or Whitney Houston, you know, or whatever, you know, 90s R&B. And everybody is like, oh, wait, this is what we doing?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I brought in a second line band because we're in Louisiana and wanted our crew to feel loved and appreciated. And, you know, just different things like that because we work long days. And so you yes. can get tired and be very exhausted, but you can shift the atmosphere and give a little boost and have people get a little pep in their step. And I enjoyed that. Work don't have to be hard. You know what I mean? It can
right.
be long, but it don't have to be hard.
Okay, when y'all see those beautiful smiles on season 3, episode 5 of the new season of Claws on TNT,
yeah.
please make sure you know it's because they were playing some Stevie Wonder and some Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. Well, I'm so proud of you. Next phase, what is it? What's the new Nash?
New Nash. Well, professionally, I want to create and do more film.
Mm-hmm.
Create something of my own and do more film. I also want to continue directing. But personally, I want to purpose to find time to be still.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to be said for stillness. It's rejuvenating, it's restorative, it's reflective, and I'm moving and I'm creating a space in my house to be still. No TV, no, you know, distractions,
mm-hmm.
just a place to be still and be with myself.
Do you, Niecy, ever see yourself, maybe if you have already, I'm sure you have, maybe in a greater capacity you would like to, I'm just feeling so wonderful talking to you, like a motivational speaker or someone who lays down these things that you've learned for others. Is there going to be a space for that?
I do a lot of it on a small scale mm-hmm. now, but I would love to share. You know, I'm not selfish. I want you to have all the tools, all the tricks. Get in there, get that, You know what I mean? And if it can help you on your journey, you know, I'm not telling anybody I'm an authority on anything, but I can just tell you from what I experience and what I know. And if you could tuck some of that in and it can help you, I say, you know, that's what we all should be doing.
Well, wonderful. I'm a drag entertainer. I know a lot about tucking, so I'm going to tuck that info right on over here. Hallelujah. Niecy, I love you. Thank you so much
for coming
and chatting with us and giving us, you know, the new Nash. What else is coming? But also, make sure you guys check out Niecy Nash, the new season of Claws.
And then When They See Us. It's a 4-part series on Netflix.
Oh, I'm going to be recording and watching everything. Niecy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll see you again super soon.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned, y'all. I hope y'all have had as much fun as I have had, because I'm over here living. These guests keep me entertained. And I hope y'all too, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here so that you and I can both live through each other and talk to fun people who got some fun stories that we never heard before. So thank you guys so much for listening in today. I love you, boo. Make sure you tell a friend, because, you know, it's the more the merrier. Hallelujah. Bring them on over, baby. Make sure they can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher, and on anywhere that free podcasts are available. Also, make sure they go out there and do these three things, okay? Subscribe, rate, and review. That's lovely. I see I'm gonna have to have Alyssa over here now, because I'm over here tongue popping. So thank you guys again, and I'll talk to you next time. Hallelujah.